Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, sometimes you see in restaurants a group of people, and at the end of the meal, when the bill comes, there can be a friendly row with people pulling each other's arms away from the card machine, or they decide to split the bill, prompting long and complex discussions about who ordered what. Well, on Mallorca, they're sick of it. And some restaurants there have banned the practice of splitting bills. One payment per table, and that's it. Does it waste that much time? JP McMahon is a restaurateur. Afternoon, JP.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Is it something that you dread when people start splitting a bill?
It is, actually, from the perspective of the floor. Now, I'm in the kitchen, but certainly the managers would tell me that it does create, I suppose, confusion, and people are kind of coming up and bills have been split, and it does take a bit of time, and it's generally, we generally try and avoid it. I mean, in exceptional circumstances we do, but generally we just say, no, we can't split the bill. I mean, people have Revolut and apps and everything on their phone now. They can just they can divvy up stuff. But often what happens is people come up and they split the bill and they say, well, look, I had these two things and this is mine, and then someone else comes up, and then at the end of it you're left with €15 on the bill, with the last person said, well, I didn't have that. Or they said, I didn't drink, I only had one glass of wine in this bottle there, and then everyone else is gone. So it's there are kind of pitfalls. Also, the way particularly with tapping and machines, every time you use the machine, the costs you get charged, and like putting one transaction through per bill, depending on what system you have, is usually a bit cheaper, because every system takes 0.something%, and I suppose every penny is needed at the moment. But I think from the perspective of the floor staff, it is quite difficult to manage 6, 8, 10 people who want to split the bill, and it does. I can see why in Mallorca, in tourist places, they just say, look, sorry, we can't do it. And they just kind of, yeah, just get on with it.
Yeah, but say in a scenario where, I don't know, the bill's £100, and you've agreed to add, and there's four people there, you've agreed to add a tip of £20, you split it four ways, and so when the server comes up, you just say, just split £120 four ways. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, there's times when, and particularly now with tapping, it becomes a little easier. And there are often times where everyone, you just bring the machine down and say, can I just tap, can everyone tap €25? And if it's done that way at the table, then it doesn't create any much more confusion of that. I think it's particularly when people are going up, if you only have one pay station and people are kind of queuing up, and then you're trying to deal with tables coming in. But generally speaking, I don't see the issue. I mean, I've been out before where there's just been two of us, and we said, oh, sure, look, we'll split it, we'll stick 55 and this and plus a tip, and I think that's fine. I think it's when you have larger groups and people aren't kind of coordinated, and then sometimes the staff mightn't get a tip because everyone divides the bill equally, and then everyone gets and then the last person is like, well, I'm not getting stuck with the tip. They're like, they did, yeah. So look, there's pros and cons, and hospitality is the business of hospitality is really important. And so generally speaking, I'd never say never. Like, I don't think I'd come out with a statement saying we don't do this. I mean, it's an arts festival at the moment in Galway. I'd probably say, look, we can't really manage at the moment. But in November in Galway, and we have a half empty restaurant, I don't think I'm going to be saying to people, you can't split a bill. And they're like, and then they go, well, we're not coming back there again. So I think you have to be very careful, because maybe in Mallorca, they don't need tourists. Maybe they have loads of them. Or maybe in Venice, and they're just tourists everywhere. But I think in Ireland at the moment, you kind of have to almost kind of take care of each customer as they come in. Like,
sure, yeah. But have you noticed there's a difference, say, between cava and an ear? Whether they're more, where does more of the bill splitting happen?
Yeah, I think the more casual, the more places they split the bill. And also, I think it depends on the confidence of the waiter. I think if the waiter says, oh, we don't split bills, some people accept that. And then if you have a waiter goes, oh, you know, maybe. And then people just, I think, people are very kind of, they just latch on to insecurity and they go, right, we'll split the bill. And then all of a sudden you're splitting four bills, and you come in, and the waiter says, oh, I wasn't too sure about. And so, yeah, what if one thing I have noticed is customers are more demanding for post-COVID, just in terms of their rights and whatever else it is. But like, you take it as you try. But certainly, and mostly in here, I don't think we rarely split bills, because I suppose people must have decided beforehand, or they love each other, you know, they're a fine dining meal, and someone's paying for something, or the business person is paying for it. It'd be terrible now if they just said, I'm getting this bit and you can get the rest.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, for that level of a meal. JP, have a good Arts Week. Thanks a million for talking to us. That's the chef and restaurateur, JP McMahon there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.